headlines. 2 a.m. is bombing smoke drags. Strangers looking for a nightcap. Let's call, don't need me and you stop. I've got a dashboard, Chevrolet. Playback, don't skip. Whoa, red lips, secrets. Make my heart pound like a kick drum. Hit me with that beat and then some. 3, 2, 1, ain't done. So let's do like party people out in Hollywood do it. Move me like surround sound, downtown music. And the night is getting closer, but you got me thinking before it's even over how I want it, baby.
You just heard a snippet of the new single Playback by country artist Manny Blue. Today's Canadian genre-bending Manny Blue has been making a name for himself in the country genre for the past few years. Manny has released a country punk version of his original fan favorite track Playback, found on his debut EP. Playing homage to his first cross-country tour in 2019, this re-release positions Blue as a trailblazer, bringing a new style and sound to country music to stages across Canada this spring on the Dallas Smiths' Some Things Never Change tour. Here to talk about his new single and tour is Canadian artist Manny Blue. Hi, Manny. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Great to talk to you again.
Yes, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, looking forward to having you back on the show. It's always great when I get to talk to you and hear all your new music. Man, you've got some great stuff out right now.
Thank you so much.
Talk to us about this single and this tour that's coming up, heading out on this one, because there's been so much going on, you know, in this last 2 years for so many artists. Looking forward to playing right now.
Well, just playing shows in general is always fun, and it's obviously why I started music and why I moved to Nashville. The funniest thing was, I mean, Playback being the single that we, I guess, sort of re-released, it was on a previous record that we have since taken down for the purpose of it just not being a proper representation of the musician and the artist that I am or want to be. Mm-hmm. It was kind of, you know, that trial and error first experience, first time in Nashville, you know, playing around with different things and starting to hone in on to exactly what it is I want and what it is and who I want to be. You know, that kind of wasn't a proper representation. So if you ever went to my sort of catalog, I didn't want that to be, you know, sitting there. However, Playback was a song on there that I've always loved. I just thought there were, you know, I don't know. There was probably some cooler things we could have done with it. It was a song that had potential that just wasn't exactly what I wanted it to be. And so when we took down the record, I thought there was probably an opportunity here to redo a song or two. I mean, we kept up the two singles that I love and I still play live and I enjoy playing, X on My Heart and Looking Forward to Looking Back. But all the other ones came down, and Playback was kind of one where I always felt there was so much potential. And if we just took the time to really make it what it should be. And within that time, when I had first moved to Nashville, they had asked me, they said, you know, who are people you would love to tour with? And I said, well, going across Canada would be incredible. I mean, Dallas Smith was definitely top of my list. And, you know, to be able to re-release Playback the way I'd hoped we can turn it into, and also going on tour with Dallas Smith, who I had marked down when I had first moved to Nashville back in 2018.
Mm-hmm.
It's quite surreal, and it's super exciting, and I can't wait to get going. I mean, I was fortunate enough just for being around I met the rest of the artists on tour, and you know the vibe, you know, every time I ran into them after, you know, knowing that we'd be on tour together was super exciting and super positive, and everybody seemed like we're just ready to have a good time and play some awesome shows. So I can't wait to get going.
We're going to talk a little bit more about the tour and everything and who you're touring with. And, mm-hmm. You know, because we want to talk about your move to Nashville. And that came at a really good time for you. And now with the borders and everything open, I think you got stuck here, didn't you, for a little while at your parents'?
I Yeah, I did. We were starting a 3-week tour, and we got about five shows in. We're 6 days, 5 shows in, and we were up in Toronto. And we're playing Rockin' Horse, and I had a Montreal show on that date and on the calendar just a few days away. And I was like, as long as we get to that hometown show, you know, and then we'll see what happens with the rest of the U.S. dates, because we had looped up to Canada and we're on our way back down. Having everything be shut down, the tour canceled, on our day in Toronto, you know, it being the last night, I thought, you know what, why don't I just fly home to Montreal for a bit, let this whole thing blow over for two, three weeks tops, and then we'll head back to Nashville. I was in Montreal for about 6-7 months at that point, until, you know, it was a little easier to cross the border and I wanted things to get picked up again. I mean, I share an apartment here in Montreal with my brother. At least I'm not by myself in the in my apartment, so at least I had some companionship. So I thought, I'm gonna stay in Montreal until there's a reason to go back to Nashville. And once Nashville started opening up again, once rehearsal spaces started opening up again and shows were happening, and we had an EP that we were just waiting to release and how we were going to do it, so we were able to book the show to have a sort of EP release, and that's what we did. So that was a reason to go back, and I call Nashville home now.
Oh, I bet. You know, so many of the Canadians, since the border has opened, so many of the Canadians have made their way there that were planning on going 2 years ago and weren't able to go. Mm-hmm. But so many great Canadians, Jane Barker's band, you're going to be on the road with them for this tour. Yeah. They're out there. And like so many great Canadian artists. That's got to feel good to be able to have some of your homies out there.
It does. And you run into them at the bars and, you know, kind of everybody's doing the same thing. There's local little things that are just fun to do. So when I see names on there, I recognize, especially Canadians, it's always fun to go and support and hang with them, maybe have a beer or just at least say hello. So, you know, that was kind of the situation with Megan Patrick. You know, she was playing at a bar that I go to with my drummer a lot, Wes. We hang there quite a bit, and we're like, hey, I sent it to him. I said, hey, she's going to be on tour with us. Let's go say what's up. So that's what we ended up doing there. Had the opportunity, said hello. You know, she was super, super nice, kind and nice. And It was awesome to say what's up, and, you know, kind of just, she's like, hey, we're going to have a lot of fun on tour. And I said, yeah, it's going to be really exciting. So, you know, them who've been in it a while, James Barker Band, same deal, and Dallas Smith, have been super welcoming to me every time I've run into them or seen them or, you know, whatever the case is. So it makes the whole vibe for the tour feel really good. And, mm-hmm. you know, I got... And JoJo gave me a big bear hug at
I love him.
CCMA's. I hadn't even seen him coming. I was looking in a different direction, and I just feel, you know, this pressure, like this bear hug, and I'm like, all right, this is friendly for sure. So I just hug him back, like, all right. And then he goes, man, I'm so nice to meet you, and we're gonna have a great time on tour. And I realize it's JoJo. And I said, holy, oh my god, JoJo, this is great. We're gonna have a lot of fun. So
he's so high energy too. Like
so high energy.
Oh, he's awesome. Play.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we were there. I mean, the whole CCMA weekend was quite amazing. And so we'd seen the place. I think it was a few days after that, and you know, he had hosted the gala and whatever. So but just to watch him and be around him, he just looks like he oozes out positive energy and friendliness. So I just can't wait to get together with everybody on this tour and you know, just have a good time, and we get to play music in between.
That's right. Yeah. That's the, you know, the amazing part about it is just when the country artists get together, the Canadian country artists, everybody is just so friendly, so welcoming. They're so supportive of each other's work. There's no competition mm-hmm. like that, like there is in other genres. Like, you guys all root for each other, and you want your records to do really well, but you're still, you know, right on it and congratulating everybody. And when somebody wins something in an award, like when JoJo was winning, it's so nice to see the other artists at the backstage going, oh man, I'm so happy for you. And it's just like, it's such a great family country music is here in Canada.
It is. And I mean, that was kind of like the reason I really got into country music was, A, it was, you know, storytelling and songs I really liked. The camaraderie around what would look like artists before I even got there, even when I had just started, just the few, you know, that we were playing shows together and stuff, but there was never, you know, all this talk about, well, oh, this chord and that thing and this gear and that gear and all the stuff, and you know, you don't wear the right, and it was just kind of like, hey, you know, let's you know, you just kind of hang out, play some shows together, get to know each other, you know, and for the most part, everybody's so friendly that it, you know, it doesn't matter. You just hang out. Everyone's doing their own thing. There's a little spin there, a little kind of version of that there. But it doesn't matter. Everybody's so super friendly and doing, you know, working their butts off and doing a really good job at it. So it's really cool. And to your point, that's what I mean by, you know, everyone I've met who's going to be on tour has been super friendly and super welcoming and super warm. So it just sets the tone and it sets the vibe for the tour right off the bat. And it makes it even more exciting to can't wait to be there, right? Where you get to spend much more time together and all that. So yeah, it's cool.
And it's a perfect fit with Dallas, with you. When I look at how you sing, like, I love your rasp and your soulful voice.
Thank you.
And thank you so much. When I think of the kind of music that Dallas releases as well, and he is just so on top of the game. Like, he's been there for, gosh, I can't even think of how long now, and on both sides of the border, just killing it. And when you pair the two of you together on a tour, that's amazing. And then you got, as you said, JoJo and Megan, holy cow, the women on Canadian radio right now are doing incredible across the border.
That's what makes it so cool, you know. I had had a conversation with Dallas like pre-pandemic, so it almost feels like 100 years ago, but he sent me a message once that was super super cool, and then I got to meet him in Nashville at the CRS, the Country Radio Seminar, and you know, I said, hey, you know, he goes, hey Manny, what's going on? And I'm like, oh my god, you know, it was cool. That and so we had a little chat moment, and that was so cool. And the whole thing, like I mentioned earlier, was he's always been, I love what he's doing. And I think perhaps the same reason you feel like we'd be a good pair to be on tour together was the same reason. I love his music. I love his voice. I love everything he does. Mm-hmm. I love he's got swag, you know. So I was kind of, when I got there, they go, well, you're Canadian, so there's probably a chance you're going to tour in Canada. Who's the top of your list in Canada? And I said, Dallas Smith for sure. Mm. You know, and we worked, you know, work our way down. So when I get a phone call at, you know, I think it was at 8 o'clock on a Monday, from my manager, who never calls me at that time, I'm like, it's gonna go one or two ways. Something really bad happened or something really good is about to happen. He just called me, and I said, hey, what's going on, man? And I was like, not sure which way this was gonna go. And he goes, hey, real quick, do you want to go on tour with Dallas Smith? And I froze. My fiance was on the couch with me. I was actually playing a video game. I paused the game just to be like, wait, are you kidding me? And she looked at me like she wasn't sure either, because I told her,
was this good news or bad news?
Yeah, she couldn't tell either, which was hilarious. Now looking back, but I kind of froze. I was like, there's no way you're being serious. And he goes, yeah. So you know, can't believe it's actually, it's about 10 days away.
It's coming. It's coming pretty quick.
I know, it's as exciting as it is. It's, you know, the packing, the traveling, the everything. I playing the show is going to be awesome, meeting everybody's going to be awesome. It's just, you know, there's a lot of stuff in between that has to happen. That's like, wow, I'm actually going to have to pack a bag and get stuff ready. You know, we've been talking about this for, I don't know, almost 9 months now. And
it's like the weather. It's like the weather. It's spring. No, it's not. Okay. It's spring. Yeah. No, it's not.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah.
Oh, I am so happy for you. And I cannot wait to see you on the road. This is going to be pretty, pretty special Canadian
Thank
tour.
You.
Now, 2022, despite the pandemic and the restrictions, it was a landmark year for you with your EP New Ink and your second one for Devil.
Yeah. You know, got New Ink was done before the pandemic. We got to release it just a little bit after, once everything kind of started opening up again. Put Devil out, and then, you know, right after that, I, you know, because of touring was still so questionable in 2021, we ended up deciding to put out a 30p Country Punk, which, you know, was really cool that my team was willing to put in an extra EPs of work and kind of take the journey with me. And I think that it, you know, kind of really solidified all of last year. Devil and Country Punk EP really solidified, you know, the kind of music I want to do, the kind of person that I am, and just kind of the artist that I am. And, you know, from moving forward, I just want to make all of that in a better version of it, obviously trying to evolve and be better. That's what it is. I mean, we kind of laid it all out, and now we're just going to try, we're trying to make better versions of what we already created.
It's hard to find your sound and your identity, you know, when you are an artist. And mm-hmm. it's difficult because everybody wants to stay away from the cookie cutter mold. You want to be able to be mm-hmm. yourself as an independent mm-hmm. artist, and to be able to write the kind of music and sing the kind of music that you want to sing. And you've had a lot of influences along the way that lead to, you know, this style for you. And what's been the feedback for you at first when you heard it?
At first, everybody kind of was like, we don't get it, but, you know, let's see.
Mm-hmm.
Put music out and we'll kind of tell you. It's like, well, kind of just wanted the feedback to see what everybody's vibe was. But honestly, at the end of the day, I kind of just wanted to do, I was tired of being called too loud for country, too country for rock. Where do I fit? Pick a lane, all that kind of stuff. You know, the cliches that people want to give. And most of the time it's nobody in the industry. So I battled it back and I said, look, I'm going to actually do what it is I wanted to do. I had a lot of support from my management and everybody around me that says,
your fans,
hey, you know
out
what?
Here.
The fans,
definitely.
Yeah. And so when we went with it, we're like, this is going to either flop or it's going to gain some traction. And by sticking with it and being hard-headed enough, you know, there's obviously naysayers. And when you put two words together, like country and punk, that both have its own genre that everybody thinks they have the answer to, although, you know, I think that country is quite wide and punk especially is mm-hmm. be as wide as anything, really. Everybody wants to tell me that it's correct or it's incorrect. And the reality is we just kind of pushed through and made the best stuff that we can. And it kind of, you know, got traction and started paying off, and kind of separated myself in the way of like being myself and just being tired of being told what works, what doesn't work. This is how things work in Nashville. And you're not from a city. You're from a big city. You're not from a town. So, you know, you got to be country, but you can't be too country because that's not authentic. But you got to
be
all these
things. It's always been that way, though. Like,
I know.
You know, it's been that way since like way, way back. You know, and it you always hear the same thing. So mm-hmm. many of the other artists like that, you know, have paved the way, and
right.
they all say the same thing. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, more with my very special guest, country artist Manny Blue. We are back. I'm your host, Kim Sear, and I am chatting with country artist Manny Blue. You know, I remember Dean Dillon saying the same thing. And he's like, mm-hmm. his music, just, you know, people weren't sure. Merle Haggard, all of them. And I look at you guys when you're adding on these different types of sounds. They've always mm-hmm. been there. They're just more modernized now.
Yes. Yeah, and genres are starting to blend, and I think that's a really cool thing. I mm-hmm. think perhaps genres really mattered when you had to actually buy the record, when you had to buy the product, mm-hmm. and you couldn't really hear it beforehand. So, you know, I think artists or bands were a little bit more tied to staying in their genre, because if someone's buying your disc or your album, mm-hmm. They wanted what they expected from what they know from you. Mm-hmm. The beauty with streaming now is the fact that you can listen to an entire album and go and pick your favorite three songs, download those ones, throw them in a playlist, and then you have a playlist of a bunch of songs you love, whether they're country, whether they're rock, whether they're somewhere in between, whether it's blues or anything. Mm-hmm. Your artists now, I think, because of streaming, are more free to explore with sounds and explore with genres and blend
so
stuff together because of it. Mm-hmm. And fans have the opportunity to A, hear a lot more music and have it at a much easier disposal, and B, pick the songs you really like. And off, you know, doesn't mean that you like an artist, you love all of their stuff. You know, you pick your songs that you like from certain projects and you go with it. But I think, you know, artists now are have the opportunity to create exactly what they want, and whatever drove that specific project,
a lot more freedom
to be exactly expressed the way they want.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, the change that's happening. And like we said, music is always evolving. We are talking about the genres and being able to mix, and we're looking at people that are like, look at the fans in Australia that mm-hmm. you know, and UK. We've got some amazing artists that are in the UK as well, and they're just catching on to country. But this is really fitting the mold out there when you're talking about what your new album, your new EP is. And that is going over so well in the UK right now.
It is. The UK has always been super supportive, and I've gotten a countless amount number of messages asking when we're going to go play. And mm-hmm. unfortunately, we had, between the time I started releasing stuff and getting those messages, there was a pandemic in between. But, you know, thankfully this year, I think we're going to get the opportunity to go over there and kind of play a show or two. And Bring it. I mean, UK. That has always been my. You know, I'm Canadian living in Nashville. I always said I wanted to be a global artist. I wanted to do what I want to do, but you know, I didn't want to get stuck anywhere. I wanted to be free to whoever enjoys, you know, kind of an alternative style of country music. Mm-hmm. I think is fair enough to say. Mm-hmm. But I think we can reach people anywhere. I think there's always people who enjoy a little bit of edge, a little bit of you know, cranked up kind of guitars and drums. Mm-hmm. with some storytelling. Really is really my what I love about country music. It's you know, you can listen to it and there's a story. If you want to hear the story with a, you know, with a little bit of a punch, then that's what we do. But I always felt like there's opportunity in Canada, in the U.S., in the U.K., in Australia, and everywhere else. So mm-hmm. That was always my goal at the beginning, was to be considered a bit more of a global artist than just the U.S. or just Canada or just this or just that. And it's to just make music that people who like. And honestly, lately, the feedback also has been, hey, we don't really listen to country music. I don't listen to country music that much, but, you know, this is kind of cool. It's like, great. If we can get some crossovers, that's awesome, right? So
it's bringing a lot of new listeners. And I know country's very new, or fairly new in the UK, and like Katie Hertz here, you know, I'm performing here in Canada and recording mm-hmm. here in Canada, and she, you know, she talked about that quite a bit when she was on the show and how much it took to just to break those doors down. But now that like the silver lining, you know, when it comes to this pandemic, is people have really gravitated to music, just like we always have in generations and generations. It's just when we're going through tough times and we're going through really good times, when we're, you know, in between and things are just happening in life, everybody can relate a song to that time, something that you listen to a little bit more often.
For sure.
And now with the pandemic, you know, everything that's gone on is really opened up the doors and flooded the gates, you know, when it comes to all these artists that are able to get their music out there now. And, you know, technology's allowed that. And it's I know it's put an awful lot more competition out there, and I know people have their complaints about it, but at the same time, people that have never been able to listen to music before can, and they can mm-hmm. choose, you know, they could choose a song here and they don't have to listen to, they can make their own playlist, and then people are downloading each other's mm-hmm. playlists. It's amazing how many people are discovering new artists around the world, and you're one of them, so that's pretty amazing.
Thank you. Yeah, I think, you know, I always think that what's so beautiful about country music is there's so many flavors for in country. Within country, the genre itself,
mm-hmm.
you know, I know there's the purists that feel like country is only one way, but I would combat that with, you know, country's beginning to be a little bit more open, and I think there's so many different things. Like, if I'm in one mood, I can listen to Cadillac 3. If I'm mm-hmm. in, you know, a bit more of a playful mood, you know, I have JoJo Mason's EP downloaded. I listen to it, you know, Tyler Joe Miller, all, you know, they have, if there's like, I think it's incredible. And to use those two guys as an example, that you can have Tyler Joe Miller doing one thing and JoJo doing something else, but still feeling like there's a feeling in country that is underlined in everybody's music who's doing country. And I think that's so cool, but depends on mood you're in, you can, you know, listen to so many different things.
And classic,
I think that's so cool.
Yeah, and classic, there's still an awful lot, you know, of artists 100%. Out there that are still playing the classic. So I think there's room for everyone. It's, you know, 2 years from now, it's going to be the norm, and there's going to be new sounds coming up from younger artists that are coming up and listening to all the different genres and combining sounds and, you know, adding something in that's new. That's the whole point of your craft and being creative.
Right? I mean, I love 80s hair metal, but I understand that was, you know, that's very 80s, you mm-hmm. know. I got a buddy that down in Nashville, Blaine Holcomb, who loves 90s country, and I think together we're hilarious because, you know, I'm the way I am, and he's very, you know, grew up country boy and mm-hmm. hunts and fishes and loves 90s country and writes like that and obviously modernized, but knows all of them and covers a lot of those songs, and it's just so cool that, like, and the two of us can hang out and drink beer, and, you know, he knows exactly what his lane is, and I think it's perfect for him, and I love that for him. I was actually looking up at him when I first got to Nashville, when you know, not knowing exactly, I'm like, man, I just want this man to respect me a little bit,
mm-hmm.
You know, as a friend to friend kind of deal. It's like, yeah, we're friends, we're hanging out, but I also want to, I just want, especially when I got to Nashville, I just want that respect as an artist. And the more I kind of went towards rock and pop punk and all this stuff. I'm like, I don't know if he's gonna dig this at all. And he going, hey man, you're doing your thing. That's so cool. And that's awesome. And we get to hang out, and you know, he comes over and we drink beer and or we go, you know, we go out and play video games or whatever it is. And it's cool. And he's doing his thing, and he's really good, and has a really good EP out. You know, obviously more of that traditional sound. Mm-hmm. But I called him to feature on my song, and he said yes before he even heard the song, which was one of the heavier songs on Devil, song called Circle Up. Mm-hmm. But you know, it's very much more outside of his box, and he said yes anyway, and before he even heard the song. So to blend things together, of course.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah. Like, he's going to be listening to the kind of music you're putting out there. Like, mm-hmm. he's got his lane, and that's what he does. He's so good at it. And
yes.
But for him to be able to listen to the new stuff that you're putting out there, I'm sure he's sitting there going, "Man, like, that's really cool." So it's mm-hmm. kind of cool to hear each other and what you guys do well. And you've got that incredible voice that just, you know, it's match made in heaven when it comes to the kind of country that you play. Mm-hmm. If you weren't singing that kind of, you know, that soulful punk to this, like, I don't know, it wouldn't be the same for me. You just got an incredible voice that suits this.
Thank you so much. It was a bit of a journey to kind of get here.
Mm-hmm.
I think New Ink was really the start of, you know, when I got down to Nashville, finding out there's artists like Bentley Gilbert and Eric Church and Aldine and mm-hmm. Cadillac 3, excuse me. It was really exciting. And I'm like, wow, this entire world just opened up to me that I had no idea.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and now you have Coetzel and you have Hardy doing it. And it's just so cool that, you know, there's a world for, like I said, every style of country that you're in the mood for. And the beauty is, as a listener, is you can go pick off your favorite songs of every artist and every album and make yourself a little playlist. So, mm-hmm. you know, I the thing is, if you don't like it, you don't have to listen to it. And that's just kind of it.
Well, I think too, doing it this way and fans being able to choose a song and adding it to their playlist, and, you know, it just allows them to expand. That's what the beauty has really been. And you're seeing so many people that were stuck in one little box, you know, when it comes to mm-hmm. the kind of music that they liked. And then all of a sudden the next year is like, you know what? I didn't think I'd like this, but you know what? Right. I really dig that song and I really like this one. And adding those to their playlist, that they're expanding their music knowledge and mm-hmm. their taste of music. So I think it's a really cool thing that's going on in the world right now.
I think I agree with you 100%.
Well, congratulations on New Ink, because I loved it. I really saw a big change when it came to your music, and I thought, he's onto something here. And then you came out with Devil. And you got some great tunes on there. And then it just set you up for this one, because you just kind of seem to let it loose when it comes to this one. And I really, really enjoy your country punk. I really love this album.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. I you know, I got to co-produce it. This one was kind of more of a bit of a passion project, if you will. I mean, we kind of had Devil, where that was supposed to be the, you know, the project of the year. And I said, hey, so we can do whatever we want on a second one. And, mm-hmm. and we, you know, we can really have fun. I mean, you know, Train had some good success and Ballet did as well. And, you know, and still pushing those songs and playing them, obviously. But I'm like, we can really crank it up and have some fun with mm-hmm. the country punk EP. And my manager says, hey, we just need you to get more creative and be, you know, a bit more vocal if you want to go down this path. And that's exactly what I did. And just fortunate enough to be surrounded by a team that kind of lets me be as wild or creative as I want to be, and kind of just help guide, you know, that path for me and just go, what is it that you want? Let's make this happen, you know, correctly. So,
well, I think you're just pretty special. I always did.
Thank you.
And I've always been a huge fan of your voice and just your whole journey. And for some of the fans that may not know you, some of our international listeners, let's just touch base for a minute. I know with your social media, you've been making, you know, such a footprint on TikTok, which we have to talk about that, because it has grown, you know, so quickly. Yeah. Have you been shocked at that, to see the fans all over the world just being able to gravitate to what you've been putting on there and watching those numbers grow?
Yeah, so we had a little moment with Train when we first announced Country Punk, and the day was the day Train came out. Train was sort of the back, you know, behind music whatever video that I had put out.
Mm-hmm.
And that was kind of exciting. But again, that comes with love and hate from from both ends, but also, you know, a lot of love. We kept doing the social media thing, the TikTok thing, and whatever. And last Friday, you know, kind of look at my Instagram and got so many new followers. Like, there's just a chunk and more than usual. And I'm like, what is going on here? This is what happened. You know, I check to see if did I post something silly last night, you know, or whatever, and I didn't. And my manager, the same time I'm looking at my phone, my manager messaged me, go, hey, did you check out TikTok? And I'm like, no, right, let me go see. So I go check out TikTok, and the song of me kind of lip singing to my song, Rusty Things, had been blowing up, all these thousands of new followers. And I couldn't understand it because it looks exactly like all the other ones we had done. There was nothing special about it. It was just us myself and Wes, my drummer, having a good little time, just, you know, doing the thing and playing the game a little bit and having fun on TikTok and just, you know, kind of doing it our sort of way. And people were loving, you know, Rusty Things and saying, hey, you know, drop this song. Is this song out? I need this on Spotify. And it's like, yeah, it's been out since August. Like, I don't know what happened all of a sudden that everybody is so excited about it. But I love that it's getting the attention, because that was a song that we almost didn't cut. You know, and I, you know, listening back before we decided exactly which songs we were going to do for this, for the Devil Project, I needed it. I listened to it, and I was going, you know, I had living my personal life and had some stuff going on, and I said, this song absolutely has to be on Project. And I really fought for that song and put it on, and it was the sort of the highlighted track when you release an EP that I, you know, I was like, this is the one that's going to be highlighted to represent this thing after, you know, once the whole project comes out. And you know, I was like, oh, okay, I guess people seem to have liked it, but, you know, nothing crazy. And I'm like, all right, well, I guess the singles did well, so that's fine. That's cool. And, you know, to kind of see it and just overwhelmingly positive reactions and comments and things like that, I mean, have been, you know, really, really overwhelming and super exciting.
People also turning right from there, you know, going right to, because you have your YouTube series, and that's the Live and Turned Up. So yeah. Many people started turning towards that too, right after.
Yes. Yeah. People wanted to know, they go, when can we see this being played live? I'm like, well, I have a video of it out. You can go check it out. It's out, you know, it's been out since August, you know, everything's there. And I mean, we put out two EPs last year that I'm super proud of. Mm-hmm. And I think that was quite a feat that took a lot of hard work and energy to promote, you know, one record while you're making the other. And I put my hands in it and said I was going to co-produce it. I directed the music video for one of the songs on there called Prove Me Wrong. So I really dug in at 100% into the creative side of the Country Punk EP while we were still doing podcasts and interviews and all the promotion that goes behind
That's a lot.
Releasing an EP. So there was a lot going on. And so to be able to, you know, one day wake up and one of the songs to take off and people are loving it and want to hear it, it's like, well, look, there's a lot more where that came from, and there's going to continue to be. Mm-hmm. But I'm just super stoked and grateful that people found Rusty Things, love it as much as they do. And quite honestly, like, obviously they say, you know, there's the social media, there's the haters and the people that and the real fans, but I mean, I haven't seen, you know, a whole lot of negativity around Rusty Things, which to me was quite surprising with the rate it took off. I was expecting a little bit more of, you know, you get both sides, but quite honestly, the biggest concern they had was the fact that I'm a male with nail polish, to be honest, and I can handle that. So,
wow.
Everybody does that.
Yeah.
I know. I mean, it's kind of the world that I'm in and to a degree, I guess, but it's just fun too. And you know, if that's the biggest concern you have with my video of me singing my song, then I can handle that. That's not a big deal to me.
That's pretty minor. That's pretty minor.
In the grand scheme of things, it's pretty minor. Yeah.
Well, it just goes to show you that it always happens. Like when you talk to Tim Hicks, like I knew him from, you know, playing into the small bars, and, you know, some nights he was playing by himself. Other times he was playing with a couple of guys, and 20 years. Mm. And then all of a sudden one song. Yeah. And fans in country music are so loyal. And now you're going to see those numbers just grow and grow, because they're going to be talking about you, and that's what they do best. You're on that climb right now, and that's really great, because you put a lot of work into this. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, more with my very special guest, country artist Manny Blue. We are back. I'm your host, Kim Sear, and I am chatting with country artist Manny Blue. And music was your first love.
Mm-hmm. And sure was.
Yeah, and then, you know, everybody does know your background when it comes to your hockey and your soccer and all the sports, yeah. But, you know, the MMA fighter, everything that yeah. you've come through. And mm-hmm. it just shows you that you're sticking to your guns and you're releasing the kind of music that you want to release. Does it take time? Absolutely. Does it take yeah. time to get your sound and your identity? Absolutely. And, you know, it doesn't happen overnight. And fans
does
think
not.
It does.
A lot of trial and error.
Holy
yep.
cow.
A lot
does
of
it
trial
ever.
And error. Yep. Yep.
Now, your influence.
Well, thank you so much for those nice words. That, I really appreciate that.
Well, you know, we have such mad respect for you, Lisa. And, you know, I really do. And I think that you've really come a long way from when you started to where you are now. And that's kind of great to be able to watch on my end. You know, a lot of artists I watch come right up from the beginning of their careers and watch them grow. And you're evolving mm. and really, really finding your footing now. And I think that you probably can say that to yourself too, right? That you can really identify who and yeah. what your music is right now and be
yeah.
proud of it.
Yeah, I mean, we did a lot of work last year to really start to put in this idea of country punk. And I think 2 EPs, a handful of shows, and just, you know, tons of content and videos and all this stuff. And I kind of just said this year, look, you know, I kind of made my stamp. There's a lot out of last year, mm-hmm. right? You can go, if you heard my name just a little bit and you throw it in YouTube or Google, we put out a lot of stuff last year. And I said, I don't have to prove anything anymore. I can just now have fun with it. And it's
that's
you know,
such
starting
a
to,
sweet place. Oh.
Starting to, it's such a sweet place, and it's starting to all catch up, you know, to the hard work that we did. And, you know, moments like we just had on TikTok with Rusty Things, you know, it's even sweeter that way.
Mm-hmm.
And to know that it's a song, you know, it's kind of us like playing the song that is an original is incredible, you know. And it makes it all that much sweeter.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. This has been such a whirlwind for you, especially, you know, just coming off of these 2 EPs. And like you said, something so special when you're looking at how much you've released, you know, with these 3 EPs, which is, that's a huge undertaking, huge undertaking. Now, talk about the influences with B.B. King. And I think Johnny, last time I talked to you, too, was John Mayer. Was somebody that you gravitated to with the Americana music and his versatility. How mm-hmm. much of an influence as a songwriter, you know, doing the acoustic country, you know, coming into the acoustic country genre, what influence did it have in this particular EP?
Well, I think the biggest influence that John Mayer had was just absolute versatility, right? The mm-hmm. Bodies of Wonderland, the kind of pop, bop thing that, you know, all the girls want to sing back, but then he can go ahead and go do blues and have all the musicians in awe in the way that he plays the guitar, right? And that's not even talking about his songwriting, that you listen to it and anyone who loves poetry or is a songwriter or just likes nice words can also vibe with. So there's like 3 or 4 personalities in one person who can handle the media and is, you know, isn't super, you know, I think, I've met a few and they're buddies and they're friends, but there's some musicians that are so musical in their mind that mm-hmm. they become a little bit introvert. And I feel like a guy like John Mayer, who is that good and also can, you know, he did his live thing on social media and he's hilarious in interviews, but he can play guitar like that and he can songwrite like that. Like usually mm-hmm. you hope for one or two of those things.
He's got them all.
He's got them all. And to me, I mean, though our music isn't the same, you know, the idea is being versatile, you know, and he kind of made versatility cool to me. Mm-hmm. You know, you can listen to, like I said, that there's so many different styles within country. There's so many different styles within John Mayer. I mean, he's got an album for whatever mood you're in as well. And to me, it's kind of like you're not putting him in a box, mm-hmm. like never.
Not at all.
To me, that's what was really cool, and that was the biggest influence I took from him.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And then I saw a picture of him with a spotlight on a stool, which looked like a massive arena, just him and his guitar, and I thought that was super cool, and that was the first thing that, you know, got me excited to learn how to play guitar.
Very cool. Very cool. Do you remember the first song you ever played? Learn How to Play?
Yes. Yep, it was. I learned how to play and sing at the same time. Was Free Falling.
Oh, nice.
The John Mayer version
of the Tom Petty song.
Yeah, the Tom Petty song, the John Mayer cover. Sang it And the only difference is I sang it like him. I didn't play the way he plays it. I played it straight chords, strumming kind of thing. But I sang it like him. I sang it at his pace, and I sang it with his little accents the little, you know, little things that he changed on it. Was I love that version. I didn't even know it was a Tom Petty song. I just saw him play it, and there was such a – and it's off that live DVD he did, Where the Light Is. And it's, he did that little – he started off with the acoustic thing, and it was just a moment that captivated me. And I'm like, if I ever – and I've thought about, you know, throwing it back in a set, taking an acoustic moment, just myself and the guitar, and back to that route at some point when I get to, you know, when we play longer sets.
That would be cool. I would love to see that.
But I've definitely thought about implementing that, you know, moving forward. Sure.
Nice. Very cool. Tell us about the concept. When you thought about country punk and doing this EP, the concept of the whole thing and seeing that and moving forward with it.
Yeah. I had a song just sitting in the bank called 95. Which is on the country
cool
punk
song.
EP, which was really the inspiration to this whole new project, because it didn't come from, so Bevel came from Smack Publishing, which I'm super thankful. They sent me a bunch of songs that we got to pick five, produced by one of their producers, Aaron Estes, who also did New Ink.
Mm-hmm.
But this one came from a very random area, and I'm like, I don't know, we have, you know, the way it is we told Smack we would do five of their songs, and so we didn't go on Devil. It couldn't, and I also wasn't the right time for it, to be honest. Mm-hmm. It just wasn't the right time. And then
well,
it's
a challenging song. It's a challenging song.
And we made it faster on the record than it originally was, because we felt like it punched a little more faster, which makes it even
harder.
More fun for me to sing it live, yeah.
He's going, great, I mean, thanks, guys. Yeah.
Yeah. They're like, well, it's a little draggy. I'm like, really? It's a lot of words, boys. They're like, well, yeah, I'm sure you can handle it. And so they made me do it in the studio, and they're like, yeah, you got this. Just practice it. I'm like, sure. That's what it'll take, just practicing it. But honestly, it was a song that meant a lot to me, and I didn't write it, but it came to me in a very interesting time, I think, during the pandemic and in my life and what was going on in my personal life. And it almost felt like I wrote it, and it's extremely accurate to what I was experiencing at the time. And I said, this song has to come out for sure. I said, I will base a whole project around this song, but we will put the song out. And my manager goes, okay, let's do it then.
Cool.
And I said, all right, let's put a second project out. If everybody's down and everybody's willing to put in the extra work that it takes, we just finished one. So we're going to start another one up right away. And they're like, yep. So that was it. I mean, country punk came from me loving Blink-182 and having MGK come out with Tickets to My Downfall, and loving Travis Barker be my favorite drummer of all time. You know, loving that, how nostalgic that was, how so Blink it sounded, obviously Travis being the producer on it. And I kept talking about it, and I'm born in 94, so, you know, I'm kind of like, I was a teenager, and I felt super rebellious, like watching movies like American Pie, because all the college kids were drinking and partying, and they were hanging together, and the boys were, you know, renting a house together, and all that. So that, and all that whole entire type of movies, all those college movies, you know, when you're a teenager, you're like, oh, one day, was all pop punk. And that's how I really got into pop punk, and Blink being on they're in American Pie, the first one, like they're in that little scene of them. So it's just kind of the thing. And I didn't ever really listen. Like, I didn't grow up like, oh my God, I love Blink. But it was just, you know, I subconsciously didn't know. So that it was them, but I love that style of music and you know, Yellow Card and all the other ones. But so when MGK came out with the song, I'm like, this sounds like my teenage years. This is incredible, but modernized in a way that is taking in a couple of different genres. And obviously MGK being a former rapper, or still is, or whatever he wants to do, but adding those elements and keeping it cool, but Travis Barker really being the stamp of approval on it. My manager goes, well, dude, you love pop punk, so why don't we do like this country, you know, this punk and country kind of mix? And I'm like, okay. And he goes, country punk, or no, what do you say first? He goes, pop punk country. And I'm like, I don't know, that sounds kind of clunky. And then I just flipped them, and I'm like, country punk. I'm like, oh, country punk, that sounds great. But that'll look better on a hat, I think. It, you know, it rolls off your tongue, it feels better. So that's kind of how we just decided it, because I didn't want to be put in a box, and I wanted loud drums and loud guitars that my people around at the time, they suggested against it. My manager, being from a screamo Christian background, mm-hmm. understands blending music concepts, and was my main supporter on the whole thing.
That's cool.
Which is awesome, because he's a soundboard, he gets it, but he's very supportive and kind of helps guide, but also he goes, well, this is, if you want to go down this path, this is what it takes. And he was very upfront with me during the pandemic, and said, if you want to do more rock, and you want to do these rock covers, and you want to, you know, put your foot in that lane a little bit, you have to become a better singer, 100%. And I mm-hmm. said, that's fair. And so I did, and I'm proud of, you know, the moves I've made and the things I'm now able to do with my voice. I had no idea I could.
Yes. That's why I said I noticed it right off the start. It was just like,
And it's all inspired by wanting to do more and be more versatile. That's mm-hmm. what it is. I love hard rock. I love pop punk. I love country music. I love, you know, hip hop, well, Post Malone mostly, but there's so many things. And it's like, I would love to almost make an album in almost every genre. That would be super fun. But,
well, you look at Josh Ramsey. Josh Ramsey just did it, right?
Yeah.
He just did his mm-hmm. own. It took, you know, all these years for him to do it, because it's not something that Marianas Trench would have even thought of doing. And right. he put that out, and it's just a huge success for him. And it's like I said, it all takes time. Maybe not right now for you, but...
Exactly.
All right.
Exactly.
Let's play this one right now. We're going to play the single 95 by country artist Manny Blue here on Music's Journey.
Said too much, and don't forget the road.
That was the single 95 off the new EP, Country Punk, by Manny Blue. Man, I'm telling you, it just really solidifies exactly where you are in music right now, and you've got so much to be proud of.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
We're going to take a short break. When we come back, more with my very special guest, country artist Manny Blue. We are back. I'm your host, Kim Sear, and I am chatting with country artist Manny Blue. Let's talk about Valet. I know it's off the devil, sure. But let's talk about that one because it's a huge hit for the fans, and we had a lot of requests in for this one, so we're going to be playing this one too. So,
yeah, this one, I got very fortunate that they sent me the song, and we were putting some songs together for Devil, and that was one that my manager had said, this goes in the maybe pile, right? This goes in the, hey, let's keep thinking about this one for a bit. I didn't think it fit. I didn't like the production of the demo. So I gave, actually, as you mentioned Chris Stapleton earlier, I gave a reference of a Chris Stapleton song. And I said, if we do it like this, I would consider. And so then he sent me that. It was pretty much exactly what I asked for. And then I sang on it, and I'm like, there's something missing. I don't know if this fits the project. And my manager goes, hey man, you sound really good on this song. This song is really cool. I'm like, I know, I know this song is good. I just don't think it fits this project. And he goes, I think it does. And I said, okay. He goes, find something that makes you excited, that excites you about the song, that will excite you about the song, or that just, there's probably a piece that's just you need to put together to make this song what you are proud of and what you feel comfortable with. And mm-hmm. I said, sure. So he goes, take a couple of days, think about it. And so 2 days later, I texted him back. I go, Valet, Brittany Kendall, ?
Very
cool. He goes, send her a message, see if she's down. So right away, I had met her before, and also being from Montreal was kind of a cool connection, and kind of more in her wheelhouse, to be honest, of types of songs.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I think that kind of like makes it, even if it's just for my own head, kind of makes it feel all better, all okay to put mm-hmm. this on if it's somebody, you know, it's featuring somebody who, you know, is in that wheelhouse. So hit her up and I said, hey, Britt, I have a song that I think would be really cool that's for you to feature on. And she goes, send me the song and I'll let you know. And so that same day she goes, I'd love to do it. This would be awesome. So absolutely crushed it. Super fun.
And the fans love it too.
And we've gotten a lot of nice responses from it. So it makes me really happy. And we got to play it in Nashville at Exit Inn back in March together for the first time. So that was quite an experience, and that was really awesome.
Oh, very cool. I didn't know that. Yeah. I didn't know that. We're going to play this one right now. Here is the single Valet by country artist Manny Blue featuring Brittany Kennel here on Music's Journey.
Picked you up 7:30, drove downtown. You looked perfect and I thought, damn, trying to play it cool while I held your hand. Hotel rooftop reservation, we got lost in conversation. My girl, I was lost in you. After a bottle of wine or two, we left the car at the valet. We were too drunk to drive. Dancing in the dark on Broadway, underneath the Nashville lights. Might have been a blur, but baby, I remember every moment. I woke up with my favorite headache the next day at your place. We left the car at the valet. We left the car at the valet.
But we both knew where it was going.
Bar and bar and beer to beer, till you said, let's get out of here. Making out like a movie scene, back in the cab like a limousine. We left the car at the valet. We were too drunk to drive. Dancing in the dark on Broadway, underneath the Nashville lights. My favorite head. where you kissed me.
Between I love you and the whiskey,
there was something in the air that night.
We were laughing in the morning light. We left the car at the valet. We were too drunk to drive. Dancing in the dark on Broadway, underneath the Nashville lights. Might have been a blur, but baby, I remember every moment. I woke up with my favorite hey, next day at your place.
That was the single Valet off the EP Devil by country artist Manny Blue. And it's had such great success, as you said. The fans absolutely love it. And perfect. Really great the way that you come up with that.
Yeah, thank you. I'm stoked on the way that it all kind of worked out and the way it ended up sounding. Then when I heard it back with her voice on it, I said, okay, this goes on the EP. And my manager goes, I told you so. And I'm like, well, now it goes. And so we had a fun little back and forth.
But he's going, now it works. Yeah. Manny's going,
yep. I said, now it works. Now it goes on the EP. He goes, no, I told you from the beginning. I said, anyway. But it was a fun little back and forth that we had had. And I'm just so stoked with the final result.
Oh, absolutely. Well, we got to talk about the new release right now, and that's Playback. That is such a cool song. And I'm really glad you redid this one.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a song that's had like 9 lives. I think it's just a...
that's one way of looking at it.
it had its original version. We had done it live and turned up. We listened back to the live and turned up version and said that this could be better. There's more to it. Let's squeeze all the juice that we can out of this one. Just because I just find it so fun. And it's like it needs the treatment that it needs. And, you know, we had thought a couple times, like, are we overthinking this? Are we making this harder than it has to be? Are we, you know... is it worth this much work for one song? And, you know, kind of every time we thought about it, we said, yeah, let's just look, we can put, you know, 100 hours on a song. And if it just doesn't work, it doesn't work. But we all kind of felt like there could be something at the end of this. There is a light at the end of this tunnel. And I think the version that we re-released now, is very indicative of what I love, mm-hmm. you know, the sort of modern trap in the verses and, big drums
and drum snare
in the choruses, yeah, all of it is just it's all together, just being like, you know, just one kind of thing. We got auto tune on the bridge, like just put all the elements of stuff I like, just like in the one little thing. And I thought it was super cool.
It's a real kick-ass song. It's a really great song. We're gonna play it right now. Here is the single Playback by country artist Manny Blue here on Music's Journey.
Faded street lights, closed step cab lines, 2 a.m. is bombing smoke drag. Strangers looking for a nightcap. Let's call, don't need me and you stop. I got a dashboard, Chevrolet. Before it's even over, how I wanna hit playback, don't skip. Whoa, red lip secrets make my heart pound like a kick drum. Hit me with that beat and then some. 3, 2, 1, ain't done. So let's do like party people out in Hollywood do it. Move me like surround sound, downtown music. And if the night is getting closer, but you got me thinking before it's even over how I want it, baby. Keep keep on repeating, replaying that groovy way that you swaying. This song ain't gotta be done, it ain't gotta be done. Keep on repeating, rewinding that sexy way that you smiling. This song ain't gotta be done, it ain't gotta be done. Let's go.
That was the new single Playback off the brand new EP Country Punk by country artist Manny Blue. This one, I'm telling you, I love the guitars. It's such a great production in this.
Yeah, I mean, I think we made this one faster too. We just have a thing, I guess. But
everything you do, we're gonna speed it up. we're gonna make Manny sing.
If we're not sure, let's just speed it up and see what happens.
Poor Manny's up there going, okay, guys, I gotta catch my breath in between all this stuff. Yeah.
Big notes and a lot of words, but it's okay, we'll figure it out. But yeah, I mean, so I'm really excited. We're playing this on the Dallas Smith tour, and or the Something's Ever Changed tour with Dallas Smith, and
it's gonna be really so excited. Cool to play live.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. And now the fans are right on board with it too, and it's going to be great to hear them and that feedback of them singing the song back. It's going to be so cool for you for the first time.
100%. Yeah, I can't wait.
I am so happy for you. Do you have time for? Oh, let's first of all, let's fire off the latest music and tour dates if you can.
Yeah, Playback being the latest single, the tour dates. You know, we start May 24th. In Brandon, Manitoba, and we go on from there. So all the dates are listed on my website, mannybluemusic.com. So hopefully we come to a city near you.
Very cool. And you also have you're still doing your live stuff on YouTube, right?
We're doing that during COVID, but I mean they're still up there. We have two versions of Live and Turned Up, or two volumes, I guess, not versions. There's all different songs. We have some covers, just songs I really wanted to kind of do versions of, and some of my, and obviously some originals that, you know, we reworked and have fun playing live. So during COVID, when we couldn't really tour all that much, I said I still want people to see me play live, and so we figured that would be the answer.
Very cool. Now, any news on a full length album? He's going, Kim, give me a break. I just did three. See how much I want your music. See,
here's the thing that's hilarious is the fact that to us that's the break. Now we're starting to talk about a full length. We have one more single coming out in June.
Oh really?
We haven't announced yet, but yeah.
I mean, can't tell me.
Yeah, we do. Sneak peek? And then after that, it's the last. It's the last song we have finished. So we're gonna start to work on the full length. With no timeline, really working on something that is what I said I want a masterpiece. I do not give me a date as to when it has to be done. I'm gonna work if it takes 2 years, it takes 2 years. But I mean that's kind of the break, is we don't have a date, is a release date for anything. So that's kind of like our chance to really catch our breaths for a minute. You know, really decide what we want this the full length, the debut album, to be, and I said I want an absolute masterpiece, and I said if it's just okay, it's not going on the album, and it has to be something great. So that might take a little bit, but we're gonna take the time it takes to make something perfect.
Well, and it's great too because you're coming off of great momentum. You know, by putting three together and have that momentum in place makes writing, you know, a little bit easier too. Mm-hmm. And you can see how the fans have related to the three EPs, which is pretty spectacular. So, you know, yeah, you got a really good thing going on.
They're there. We got a couple of singles that don't really belong to any project, like Girls and Beer and Playback, that are just kind of with no follow-up, just being singles that I want to put out. And so they're still there, and we're going to keep playing shows. So, you know, we've got those songs to play. I think I calculated, I think we've got 19 songs if ever, you know, if we needed to play about an hour. We needed that, what, 60, what would that be, 75-minute set? We could play all originals for 75 minutes, which to me is super cool, because for a very long time, you know, when we, before we put out, I put out my the first EP, it was always a battle to try to pick songs and get songs and cover, or what are we going to do, because we only have six or seven, like, you know, to be able to, like, even putting together the set for Dallas Smith for the Something's Never Changed tour was incredible.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's so many songs I want to play. I only have a certain set time. Mm-hmm. So to have to cut out songs I love for
kind of hard to do.
Other songs I love, hard to do, but really a fun experience, because it's like I have that many songs that I have to cut some
it's
I
a
love.
Nice feeling.
Not even just cutting originals, but just very special originals I still had to cut.
Yeah.
And that's a nice feeling to know, hey, we did all that work to have it. And you know, looking to tour in the U.S. after, you know, in the fall, you know, we have about 75 minutes of original music, plus covers I just love doing. So, I mean, we could play an hour and a half, almost 2 hours, just straight, you know, covers I love. Mm-hmm. and original music. So it's super exciting.
Great hard work. But, man, it's got to feel so cool knowing that you're set, you know, to be able to go out on these tours and, you know, you can really give the fans just an amazing show with new music.
100%. Yep. Mm. Oh, yeah.
Great place to be. So I'm so proud of you. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, more with my very special guest, country artist Manny Blue. We are back. I'm your host, Kim Sear, and I am chatting with country artist Manny Blue. Do you have do you have a minute for a couple burning questions?
Sure, let's do it.
Okay, so favorite song of all time, any genre?
Ooh, I got a tie. Slow Dancing in the Burning Room by John Mayer.
Nice.
And Go Flex, Post Malone. Funniest little tidbit is I thought of that this morning. There's something about the Post Malone song, that chord progression, I absolutely love. And I said, if anybody asks me favorite song of all time, I think this might have to be it, because every time it comes on, I'm like, oh my gosh.
You stop.
I thought about it this morning, and it's funny that you're asking tonight. awesome.
Very cool. When you think back to what you grew up listening to, is there a song that stands out to you that really made your mind up to be able to really want to pursue music?
Well, I don't know if it's necessarily about pursuing music, but one song that has stuck around, I guess, that brings me a lot of good memories is The Anthem by Good Charlotte.
Mm.
It was in, I believe it was Madden 2006. We had it on PC, my brother and I, the video game on the computer, the football game.
Mm-hmm.
And that was on the playlist. And for whatever reason, every time that song came on, I got really excited. So it brings me back to, you know, just playing computer video games with my brother.
Just really enjoying the music.
And yeah, yeah.
Is there a game that you like to play that's your favorite go-to if you want to unwind?
Oh, a game?
Mm-hmm.
I love a little bit of, I love to sit down and play a little either NHL or Madden on the PlayStation. Or if I'm in a group, a great icebreaker or just a bit of a kind of let loose is beer pong.
I was going to say, a lot of the guys are in competition and and playing each other that are in this industry right now, in the music industry. So
I
hear that all the time. It's like, no, I got to go. I got a date online.
Online, yeah. And it's even worse. I don't even play against anybody. I just make a character and I play like career modes.
Very cool.
I don't even play against anybody.
Is there anybody that you like to play against that's the most competitive in the industry?
I haven't played really against anybody. My drummer and I we both play Madden. I love controlling offense. He loves controlling defense. So we played like on the same team and just switched the controllers, who was player one, who was player two, depending on if we were on offense or defense.
Gotcha.
So
gotcha.
That was pretty fun.
Any favorite hockey team right now?
Nashville Predators, unfortunately, just got swept. So that was a tough little bounce.
Yeah, that was a tough one. I heard a lot of people were really upset about that too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm still cheering for the Leafs.
My brother's a big Leafs fan, so
I'm a homegirl.
Hoping just for him. Yeah.
I'm a homegirl, so I don't care how far they go. I just, you know what, I gotta cheer for them. Always love going to the arena and watching the live game.
Hell yeah.
Nothing better. All right. So I am going to let you go because I know you've got to get going. You've got so much going on and getting ready for this tour. What's the one thing that you got to take with you that has to be with you on tour?
Oh, my God.
Besides your guitar.
Yeah, or phone maybe. Well, you know what? I know it's a summer tour, but I got leather jackets made just for it. So I would have to say leather jacket.
Yeah, you got some cool leather jackets.
Thank you. I said, you know what? Even if it's summer, we have to do something special. So they actually vest. Not full jackets, but I'm super pumped to hit the stage with them.
Okay. One last one. I just remembered. Tattoo. Sure. Is there any new ink?
Oh, my God. I just did a whole bunch. I've got my fiance's initial behind my ear.
Oh, so
that's kind
nice.
Of the... That one took a little... My parents weren't super stoked about the face neck area, but they said, you know what? For this particular reason, we can accept that one. So I put my... fiance's initial on the behind my ear.
Very nice. Very nice. Thank you so much for coming on the show and congratulations on this tour. And again, the one that you got coming up in the fall going to the US. Really excited for you and wish you all the best when it comes to these singles. Hopefully you're going to be coming back really soon and we can talk about some of those.
I would love to.
All right. Sounds Anytime. Perfect. Enjoy
Thank
yourself.
You so much.
Have a blast Easy. And take the time to breathe it all in and just, you know, everybody yeah. says it, you always forget because you're so excited to go on tour and get out there, but you want to be able to take it in and have a snippet of time that you can remember on each night. So yeah. you got some memories to
Thank
look
you.
Back on.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
All right. Take care, Manny.
Have a great night.
Okay. You too. Bye-bye.